Whether it's for work or play, we rely on home internet so much these days. Being connected and staying connected has never been more important. So if you want reliable internet brought to you at speed, switch to Aussie Broadband. It only takes a few minutes to sign up, and their 100% Australian-based support team are ready to help. Aussie Broadband, the actual Aussie way. Find out more at aussiebroadband.com.au. T's and C's apply.
Cobram Estate is the most awarded Australian extra virgin olive oil. Let it be the hero when entertaining family and friends. Cobram Estate extra virgin olive oil is fresh and full of flavour. Perfect for roasting, frying, baking, dressing salads and for dipping bread. Make your food taste even better with a little help from Cobram Estate. Premium quality, great tasting and a versatile healthy alternative. Buy in store at all major retailers.
Yes, welcome back to the minis.
We're back.
Yes, how are you, Shawnee boy?
I'm well, brother. We really are.
Why would Sean get that monotone down a little? That deep voice is just...
It scares me.
It fucking vibrates, doesn't it?
Did you hear him in the whip today?
Ew. Was that really?
Yeah, it's deep, man.
FYI, do I need to work on it?
Yes. Don't. Like, keep doing you. But FYI, guys, there's a podcast actually being recorded next door at the moment, and we're in the other studio, so can't just yell too loud. We have fully soundproof rooms that are
I think we're being a bit scared. I think we can probably talk.
I think we can talk.
Can we get up a little bit? Is that?
Yeah, it's fine.
We're good.
Hey, Darcy, how are you, big donk?
I'm good, mate. I'm actually really good at the moment.
Good on you, bud.
In a good spot.
Shawnee boy?
I'm good, brother. How are you?
I'm well. It's Wednesday, if you're listening to this. Whenever you're listening to this, just letting you know it's Wednesday, but it's been a big week.
Yeah.
Big going on.
And we're in a little bit of a food coma too.
We just had souvlaki's for lunch.
Is it a chicken one?
No.
Lamb without a chicken.
I haven't eaten lamb for 5 years, I reckon. It was the first time I've eaten lamb for five years.
Yeah, you might be in trouble.
I was that hungry. I was just like, I need to do it. And it was fantastic, but culturally and aesthetically, didn't feel well for my body.
Yeah.
Can we talk a bit about your body, actually? I know this isn't in the run sheet.
Sure.
I'm not talking about the wings you're growing.
That was a good gag. That was a good gag.
Thank you.
You haven't had a drink all year.
I haven't had a drink all year.
All year?
No.
Are you feeling any different?
I want to be completely honest with the audience. I've had...
Oh, hang on.
No, because on what happened was, it was Juz and I's 2 year wedding anniversary.
Congratulations.
We went out for dinner and Zach actually ordered 2 glasses of champagne on arrival. Like he called the rest. I told him where I was going and very generously he... ordered 2 glasses of champagne for Jazz and I.
It's a nice move.
It was really nice.
He's good, isn't he?
But I was sort of like a bit annoyed because I was like, man, I'm not drinking.
So Jazz has bodied both?
No, but I had to have one. Like I had to have
it. Oh, that's okay.
But the funny thing is I don't, like champagne's probably my least favorite drink too. So I was annoyed that like the only drink I've had was champagne
and
I don't actually enjoy champagne.
What would you prefer to be there upon arrival if you were choosing a drink in this scenario?
Just a beer normally, like a nice like, you know, beer. But I think if it's not like a beer, it would just be like a gin tonic.
Yeah, nice. Okay.
Yeah, GT. But yeah, I haven't missed it at all. And it's funny, like it's not like I'm sort of really trying to avoid it. Like even the other night, like last night I went to this event. We actually went and had some drinks with Shameless, who's a podcast. The girls there, Ree, Michelle and Zara, Ange and Lucy, and then the Imperfects guys were there. So Hugh, Josh, Ryan and Bridget there. EP/producer/business partner, and then Adam, myself, and Zach went and had this sort of like independent catch up of like podcasts and stuff. And even then, I didn't have it. Like everyone was drinking, and I was like, it was just really cool. I reckon there's like a bit of a no one even said, "Oh, you're not drinking." They're just like, "Oh, okay, you don't want to drink." I was like, sick. Because if they had said, "I'll have a beer," I would have been like, "Yeah, okay."
Yeah.
But they just
given the environment. Yeah.
I'll cave. Like it's not like I'm actively trying to go as long as I can, but I'm just like not if I don't have to.
I reckon it must be like a liberating feeling because the amount of beers I've had from just like
not
just doing it to
one.
Fit in, like, oh. And it's like just one or two at lunch, but it's like you don't really care if you have one or not. You just
have it.
And then you get in a shout and you're like, well, we've got to have three because everyone's got to buy one.
And then it's a movie in Moss.
Especially if, unless you're with Sean though, because he never wants to buy a round.
Oh, yeah. let's not make that a thing.
He never buys a round.
No,
it's crazy.
That is fake news.
Hey, really exciting. Genuinely, if you're listening to anything today, listen to this. The Tour de Clubby, you know, getting around Australia, hitting those four corners of Australia, if that's commonly used term, I'm not sure. But Perth is locked in. We're super pumped. The event's locked in. The golf is like 99.9% locked in. Just waiting for confirmation today. And we're going to also go for a run at some stage too. And we'll post that a bit closer to the date. But event, Saturday, 16th of March. Funnily enough, is actually my 31st birthday as well.
It's a big one.
Yeah. So we're all going to be pretty excited being there, yeah?
Yeah, no, I'll...
like Dust, you're going to have a good time. Like me, you and Moff and...
But like
I'll, Perth, yeah.
I'll kind of like be there, but not be there. You know what I mean?
Why aren't you coming?
Have
you got shit on or you just...
No, nah, just calendar, you know, just wasn't in there, I guess. I just made all the event assets and helped plan the whole thing, but and designed the merchandise and with Ollie in collaboration.
Yeah, but you're not coming.
Yeah, but sometimes you got to let the boys go. You know, I'm kind of someone needs to be here to hold the fort down, and I think with my deep voice, I kind of have that situation. Yeah. You know, so locked in.
I'm upset that the big fella's not coming.
Would have been fun if you
could. We could change that. That's not set in stone.
You could. It just.
You could pay for yourself to come over.
It's not really sort of viable to pay for the whole team to come over to Perth. So,
I'll buy
there's a spare couch. I told you that.
So me and Moff in a bunk bed together?
Yeah.
Love that.
Top to toe.
Love that.
But we're bloody excited. So yeah, we're going to...
So excited.
The we're going to... What's the pub called we're going to?
With the Wembley Hotel.
And I'm really excited by this hotel. So big shout out to the Wembley Hotel for hosting us. I think it's going to be a... 60 person, pretty intimate sort of thing. So events will go tickets will go live tonight, Thursday.
Yeah.
Thursday night, 7 PM. We're gonna have an EDM go out as well. And obviously on social media we'll have something come out. So we're really pumped for the event tickets to go out. The golf event will be on Sunday.
Correct.
And that'll be at Maylands Golf Club, which we're really pumped about too. And again, limited tickets to that as well. But you know, we really can't wait to hopefully see as much as you as possible. Which will be sick. So that'll be on, event is on the Saturday night, golf is on Sunday.
And maybe a little run club Friday night.
Little run club around Friday, Arvo, Friday night. Yeah, depends where we are, but we'll, stay posted for that. Be pretty sick. We're going to catch up with, on that live event too, which would be awesome, Xavier Ellis and Luke Shuey. We'll be on the live panel.
They'll be dropped the guests.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah, I'm dropping the guests. As in, we weren't going to tell, but everyone needs to know. Yeah. I'm also nervous. Let's no one wants to come and see us. So, yeah, pretty excited for that, which would be awesome. Watch the footy afterwards. I can't remember what game's actually on that night.
It'll be around 2 or 3, won't it?
Yeah, I can't remember what game's on, but I think it's someone.
Yeah, I'm sure it is.
Yeah, I think it's Geelong and Adelaide, I think, during the day. So, get to the pub early. Probably watching it there. 7 PM, do the event, and then there'll be a game on after as well, and we'll just sink piss.
Poor. Are you going to be drinking?
I might not even
then?
Be drinking.
A few sodas.
Yeah.
Don't mind that.
See how we go.
Might book if you're on arrival.
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to be insane. That
maybe, maybe that's why Sean isn't coming, because he's too scared that he'd drink all the beers.
Yeah.
He's done that before. I've seen it. We might mention Shelter's involvement and their beers. So, which I do
are they
like
tasty?
They're very tasty.
I'm really excited.
Very tasty.
Yeah.
Good branding too.
Yeah. Great branding.
Great branding.
Two great partners involved in this. Ollie and Shelter. Big WA hitters.
Yeah. So what are we doing with Ollie?
Well, with Ollie, we're doing a collaboration t-shirt.
Yeah.
It's a good question you asked. We might actually talk about that, but it's going to be pretty cool. I've always been a massive fan of Ollie and what he's done for a long time, because even when I was playing footy, he used to buy stuff and the WA guys, and he's, you know, got that connection with them. And we've always been wanting to do a collaboration. So yeah, we'll do like a Dylan Friends Ollie tea that Sean and Ollie have worked together on.
Back to back.
Land on Friday, go straight to Ollie HQ, print them ourselves, like get on the machines.
I'd hate that. Yeah. I'd hate to be a part of that. Yeah.
We won't send you many photos though. We'll be having the worst time.
Yeah, I'm actually impressed by how young Ollie is.
How old is he?
He's 29.
Yeah.
With that big operation.
Yeah, true. No, he's done incredibly well.
Bloody earth.
Incredibly well. So you were really, really pumped for that as well. And the t-shirts will be, what we're trying to line up at the moment is potentially a run club that works in with, we can start from the shop. So if people want to get a tee and then come for a run or something.
That's a good idea.
We can work that in too. But yeah, they'll be in store. Like they'll be for sale over that weekend in Perth.
And then any leftovers going online.
Yeah.
For a run that's not going to be in WA.
Yeah. Which would be really cool.
So just to wrap up the event stuff, where does everyone get tickets again?
They will be on the Dylan Friends Instagram page tomorrow night, 7 PM.
Thursday night. So it'll be tonight if you're listening to this.
Yes.
Thursday.
Yes. So tonight, 7 PM, they'll be on the Instagram page. There'll also be an EDM going out, dylanfriends.com. Make sure you subscribe to that. They'll be on the website. You'll definitely be able to find them if you're following us on any social media stuff at all. And we'll put them in the links in all the pods that go out after Thursday as well.
Beautiful.
Which is really cool. So I can't wait to see all that. Genuinely can't wait. As I said, just can't raise my voice in excitement because there is a show on next door.
But I'm very, very excited.
But I'm fucking pumped.
I can hear it in your voice, Sean.
Yeah.
I can't lower this bad boy. This is all I got.
Man, I'm so pumped to just get over to WA and have a swim.
Yeah.
Play some golf.
The beach is out.
Have a couple shelters.
Bit of keep up.
Oh, a bit of keep-ups. Keep the soccer ball up with the boys.
You're going to bring the camcorder just to
catch
that? We're vlogging it all.
Okay.
Yeah, vlogging it all.
You're pretty much tour with Josh Garlett. You were there.
Yeah, I'd love to be there.
No, you'll feel like you were.
Okay.
Very good. Which is really cool. Hey, Darcy, you had a question.
You had
a question that you messaged me last night and actually kept me up for at least a half an hour thinking about.
Oh, yes.
Because at the start when I read it, and don't tune out when you listen to this question, because you can blow it off being like, that's a shit question. But when you actually think about it, it's quite deep.
Yes. Wasn't actually my question, but this came through from Phelan Jr. on Instagram. He said, what is everyone's top three favorite fruits?
It's a good question.
Sounds like a basic question.
Nah, when you think about it, you break it down, it's fucking tough. I'm massively into fruit in 2024. And thinking about this, like, you forget how many good fruits there are out there.
It's tough to narrow it down.
Yep.
I've actually been having this conversation.
I reckon we go around like one for one and then...
Okay, should we go third position?
Oh, and three.
Oh, okay. Geez, I didn't get to the point of like one, two, and three. I just had to go for like my top three.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So just no particular order if it's okay with you guys, because I don't want to like...
Oh, you don't want to go from like top to bottom?
Nah, it's just too hard. Them out.
Let's go any order. I'll kick us off. It's just reliable and it's a banana.
You know what? I didn't even think about it.
Actually?
Banana.
What do you mean?
That's like,
it's versatile. You can put it in smoothies, desserts. Yep. You can have it by itself.
Oh my
god!
Just
delicious.
How cheap a banana is? If you just bang one banana in a self checkout, it's not. It's under a dollar.
Yeah. I reckon I'm buying bananas every time I go to the shop.
So am I, man.
I'm like two a day.
No, I get that. Like, I think for pure like potassium and like hunger levels and like to start the day off, that's always the fruit that I'd go to and be like, all right, yogurt and banana just to get my stomach moving. But in terms of like actual enjoyment and taste, like, I do like the taste of them, but I'm not like going fucking let's rip into some bananas today, you know what I mean? I'm eating them more more for what they do for me, what than what they taste.
It's the beauty of this topic, because it's like, what's the criteria for your top three?
Well, we don't know.
That wasn't in your three?
No,
that's shocking.
What are you?
That was my number one.
So you got bananas too.
I ate two bananas a day, honestly.
So do I. I mean, I smash bananas. I had one before. I had a mango smoothie before with banana and mango, honey, oats and yogurt, coconut yogurt.
Oh, give us one of your three.
Watermelon.
Yes.
Ooh, didn't have it in my list, but that's a good one.
By far, like...
Came into my
summer treat, really.
I think when you get a good watermelon and you wrap your teeth around it...
Has
not
to be
much
chilled.
Better. Not much
cold,
better.
Cold, chilled. A little bit of, I don't know if it's like crunch, but I hate when they're a bit like mushy. You
I
know
like
what I mean?
It when you crush it with like the roof of your mouth.
Yeah.
And you just go bang. And like, I know this is really weird too, but I'm massive on hydration, as the community would know. And like, you can eat a watermelon and really go hard at it, and you're hydrated after it.
One small knock I have on watermelon
is when it goes off a bit.
No, it's the, you have to do a bit of prep work for it. Yeah. Like, you can't just
hose
high risk,
high
reward, a bit of watermelon and eat it. Like,
it's
high
risk, high reward. I reckon you get that reward from it though, personally.
Yeah, yep. I do.
You're
as well.
Sweat cutting, you're replenishing with the water.
It made my three.
That's okay. Good.
So you've done two now.
I've done two. Yeah.
Okay, banana and watermelon. Mine's
second would be blueberries. But I'm a big... See, I have a bad habit. So anytime I go to the supermarket, I'll buy like a punnet of blueberries or something. Like, I always buy something as like a protein bar on sale. But one of my biggest things is like leaving the supermarket, pulling the blueberries out, and then just kind of like however you'd eat the blueberries in the car, like where you tip it down or you have it in your lap, grab a few. But I'll just body a whole one of those on the way home.
Mm.
Pretty regularly.
That's not a bad habit to have. You know,
yeah,
they're healthy.
It could be worse.
Antioxidants.
Exactly.
Maybe. I might have made that up, but it sounds good.
Yep.
Blueberries are honestly probably for my third favorite berry.
Do you know how many, like, Max eats blueberries? Like, more. It's hilarious. Like, he just loves blueberries. Like, he just goes at them. It's hilarious. Like,
Messi?
Yeah, he fucking loves them. Yeah, he loves them. So good. So, all right. So, you've got bananas and...
Blueberries.
You've got bananas and...
Watermelon. You've got watermelon.
I'm going watermelon, grapes.
Grapes.
Yeah, wasn't in the list, but...
So, this... I've been having this conversation a bit lately. I think grapes are the most overrated fruit.
Oh, yeah. That's fucking shit, man.
So they're a good fruit. I'll happily have a grape, but people carry on about grapes like they're changing the world.
Mate, if you get a good grape... And a little tip out there for anyone in summer, chuck your grapes in the freezer. frozen grapes.
Yeah, crunchy.
And suck on them.
I just don't like when you get that dry, chalky feeling in your mouth after them. Nah, and maybe I'm having the wrong
some
grapes.
Some that you bite, that you feel like you're biting into an apple. They're that like, they're fantastic.
It's the inconsistency for me.
No, but there's
I can't rely on a grape.
Mine are both watery fruits, and like they do, the downside of those fruits is if you get them a little bit when they're off, they go a bit not great.
Do you take each grape off the vine, or do you just kind of like, I just hold the vine and just get into it?
Yeah, sometimes I just, you rip off that perfect vine off the main vine, and just kind of like take it with
you. Palatial, just
dangle,
yeah.
Okay. Sus,
yeah. So third.
I have to respect your decision, but grapes wouldn't even be in my top five.
Yeah.
Third for me, more of your like star player.
Yeah.
I'm not having this year round because it's probably more seasonal.
Okay. Yep.
Mango. And it's similar to watermelon. It takes a bit of groundwork. Yep. You can't just hoe into a mango, but once you do.
That's my third.
Okay,
here's the
wrong
question now. Is yours mango or no?
No, I'm going basic as hell.
Okay.
You're an apple sort of guy, aren't you?
Hold off. Just want to talk about the mango for 2 seconds. What's your favourite part of the mango? Is it the pit you cut off or the pip?
It's the bit you cut off.
Mine's a pip, man.
Yeah, you strike me as a pip guy.
I fucking go hard at the pip.
Big pip guy.
I just go over the sink, and I just make out with it and just suck it.
It's messy, but once you embrace the mess,
juiciness on the hands and you just go hard at it.
A lot
of
stickiness posted,
mate,
though.
It's fantastic.
Embrace
it's
not, the mess.
Embrace it, man. You just get in there and you just churn that thing down and it's just fantastic, the pip. The pip is the best.
I don't need enough mango then.
Does Max, have you given mango to Max?
Yeah, love
I feel
it.
That'd
mango
be good,
Max.
Yeah.
Mango good baby food.
Yeah, he's just big on the berries at the moment, but he likes mango. Yeah, I'm big on mango.
Me too.
Yeah. I actually had another one that was like that, but I'll get into my honourable mention after
mentions.
This.
Yep.
Just a cold, chilled green apple.
Green apple?
Yeah. Bro, I'm green over red. Green over red.
You have the worst fruits.
What
is a banana,
mean?
Berry, and apple?
Oh, my God.
How
that's
many
like,
bad choices?
You're having the worst time.
I'm getting exotic and pick a mango.
I wonder he's not coming to Perth.
Oh, my God.
Fucking hell.
Have you heard in Perth that they've got the best green apples in Australia?
The green apple is the worst type of apple.
Well, they've got the best ones.
It's the worst of the worst.
I don't know if they do.
That's interesting.
Are you talking Granny Smith?
Just solid green, red, in the fridge, not outside.
I'm a big fruit guy, not in the fridge, by the way. Same. Besides grapes and watermelon.
Yeah.
And it doesn't really make sense. Honorable mentions, just one each.
Ooh.
I'm going quickly.
You go.
White nectarine.
Ooh.
Fucking best fruit on the market, but they're only good at time of the year, so you've got to be sort of particular with it. They're quite good at the moment. And there's a big difference between white and yellow nectarines.
What is the difference?
Well, one's white, one's yellow, but I think that the white ones are just, I like them a bit more.
Blackberries.
Oh,
berry category,
man.
Again, but they're like a treat. They're like a lolly.
Yeah, no, berries are good.
Yeah, I'm probably going to go strawberry, and that's, I don't feel too strongly about it, but it can slot in at fourth.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Good stuff. I thought we got to the bottom
of
that.
I don't know, ripped apples in this whole conversation.
No,
they're a damn staple.
I think they're very underrated, but I'm more of a red apple.
Just,
yeah,
to clear that up, I like apples, just not the green ones.
I'm sure
they're
everyone,
a bit sour.
I'm sure everyone
like
knows this, by the way, too, but you know apple juice is red apples. Did you know that?
Well, I do now.
Yeah, so for ages I used to think apple juice would be green for some reason. But if you look at apple juice in the supermarkets, you can buy green apple juice and it's like completely different to apple juice. It's
there
like that
go.
Really,
like
it's like that really
stuff?
Cloudy, powdery
yeah,
one
okay.
is green apple and the other one's red apple with probably like fucking 4 tons of sugar in it.
Yeah,
but
that's
anyway.
The other caveat. Yeah.
Anyway, very good. Hey, love that chat about the fruits. I saw something that is not getting the respect it deserves at the moment, which is genuinely, I think, one of the coolest things that's happened in Australian sport in a while. James Magnussen with the enhanced games.
We were talking about this earlier. No, you mentioned it earlier,
mate,
though.
It is unbelievable. So for anyone out here who doesn't know the story, and I could be completely butchering this, but James Magnussen, the missile, he was a silver medalist.
I think he might have been,
I think he won gold. But
he was one of
Australia's best, very quick swimmer. There's this thing now called the enhanced games, which has been sort of like, the way they describe it is like, you know, cricket has T20, PGA has LIV,
mm-hmm.
and the Olympics now has this thing called enhanced games, which is like basically allowing athletes that are into athletics, swimming, and all those things to take performance-enhancing drugs and compete, so they're allowed. And basically they put a test out to James Magnussen saying that if he can beat the world record within 6 months, they'll give him $1 million. And I just love how candid he is about this whole thing. He's like, they're like, why are you doing that? And he goes, well, you know that chat where you're in a pub and they're like, how much would it cost you to try and break the world record if you're allowed to juice yourself up? He goes, the answer is $1 million. He's like, I'm going to fucking do it. Yeah. He's like, mate, you know, like, I've done all this shit. Like, I want to go there and have a bit of a chat. And, like, at the end of the day, it's a good experiment. He's like, I'm going to make sure it's healthy, you know, do all those things. But it was just the best answer to a question I've ever had. I was like, fucking oath. Good
he's
on you,
He's had the conversation. Yeah, he's like, you know, fuck goes, it, we're going to do it.
Yeah. He goes, mate, yeah. It's about cash. He goes, this is, like, $1 million. When else can you earn $1 million of, like, tax-free money?
Yeah. And you yeeked in the process.
Exactly.
Do you like it?
I love it. I think it's really good. And I know you are an idiot and don't like it. Because you're like, oh, think about the kids. Okay, I hate that argument, think about the kids. I do want to think about the kids. And this is coming from someone who has a kid.
Yep.
I don't think that kids are going to, like, watch him and go, I want to get juiced up and go and be a swimmer when I'm older now that he's doing it. Like, I just don't think that shit happens.
Thousands of Aussies trust Aussie Broadband to keep them connected to the world, even when they're on the go. Because as well as reliable home internet, Aussie Broadband also offers flexible mobile plans with super generous data allowances and no lock-in contracts. Their 100% Australian-based support team are ready to help you make the switch. It only takes a few minutes. Aussie Broadband, the actual Aussie way. Search Aussie Broadband Mobile to find out more. T's and C's apply.
Also, the fact that another argument was it your argument saying what if local footballers do it?
I think Adzi said that.
Adam said that. So Adam was like, oh, what if local footballers see it, then they want to go and do it? And I was like, well, if they want to go out and fucking waste their money, like hard-earned money.
It's damn expensive too.
On performance-enhancing drugs to go play local footy, let them do that. Yeah. I don't think many people will be doing that. I think they should be putting things into different, like, categories. But yeah, I just don't think it's going to affect anything.
It might also shine light on, like say you look at any, like, gym influencer's Instagram and you sit back and go, like, is he natural or not? It's quite an argument that young people probably have. So at least maybe if they had, like, an event where it was, like, weightlifting where people are on steroids and people that aren't, it might actually dictate, like, what that actually really looks like versus, like, people seeing fitness influencers and not any shame to any of those guys, but, like, the ones that deny doing it that actually do, and then it might show, like, what it actually might look like.
Well, yeah, that and, like, there's so many, like, really, really good parts to this too in the fact that, like, if they're getting these, like, men and women who are actually keen to experiment in this stuff, which rightly or wrongly, people are doing, like, in the world. Like, you've seen it with Lance Armstrong. You've seen it with, like, a lot of athletes. Like, there obviously is doping that goes on in these type of sports, and no one can actually, like, I think they're lying if they say they can actually catch them. So through this, they might be able to actually, like, identify what the body does, what they do, and then measure it in other people, and then be able to actually have a real competition where it's like, hey, if you want to be clean and compete just humanly and go to the Olympics, this is it. But if you want to do another sport and do it like this, then this is this. So I think it's, like, long-term going to be actually good for sport to differentiate.
An entertainment product as well. Sorry, there's going to be something
behind it. I think it will be entertaining.
No, actually, not good for sport. I didn't mean to, like, I mean good for sport to show that it will actually be able to tell who's clean and who isn't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I actually think it's a really interesting concept. My view would be, like, you're normalizing it. I just think the flow on effect you'd have with not necessarily, like, young kids, but, like, the 16 to 22 year old
trying to be the best.
Who are, like, trying to break into professional sport. I just think
Know the limitations of their actual bodies.
Yeah. Or, and, like, they're so young. I just think it could be pretty damaging. Which is obvious.
That is probably the part that I haven't thought about, to be completely honest, is, like, not kids. It's the people that, like, maybe aren't making the Olympics. So they go, well, fuck, maybe I'll go and do this instead when it's not good for you.
And then imagine if, like, you know, if a few people have heart attacks or some sort of...
There's a lot of gauntlets that are going to be running down really quickly.
Yeah. But I love the concept of it. I just don't think you'd ever see it put into practice.
What do you think would be the wildest event based on them being on performance-enhancing drugs?
I think weightlifting would be cool.
Yeah. I'd watch that.
But, like, do you know what would be crazy? If they do it right and then they go, they do it on the enhanced games and the weights aren't any different to what they're doing at the moment.
Yeah.
Because then you'd be like, well, what's the go there? Like, you know, there might be sports where they go, oh, my God, like, in sprinting it, they're, like, 10 times quicker, but in 200 metres, they're not. So it's like, well, why is that? Like, was there something that happened with someone that, you know, did it? But again, it's a really interesting concept. And this is coming from purely this reading one article on it, just to preface that, guys. I don't really have any degree to sort of talk to this, but just on first glance and opinions, I think it's pretty interesting. And for a sport like that struggles probably, for sports that struggle to get probably listeners all year round or even, you know, yearly, with the Olympics is really relevant for every 4 years, this might actually give if you do want to risk and put your body through that, it might actually give relevancy for something to be big forever. I don't know.
It's a good sort of pub chat topic, isn't it?
I don't know. Yeah.
This is how they got there, by pub chat. So.
Yeah.
As I'm saying it, I'm already like, how the fuck is this even allowed? But,
well,
you know what I mean? Like,
Technically, because what they might be taking has to come from a non-illegal source.
Yeah.
Because, you know, like, if they're getting it from, like, where are they getting it from? No, that has to be legal in a sense.
Honestly, this has what's happened, say, with drugs, like illicit drugs, right? Like, marijuana was an illicit drug grown by illegally. Now it's grown in factories and it's used for CBD oil and it's prescribed to people through doctors. So now that the government and stuff are just making money off what was an illicit substance, now it's not in certain places. And then you even look at like those laws that are in like, oh, you'd have to double check this, but like I think it's Portugal and maybe Brazil. I'm pretty sure it's Portugal, but there's places in Europe that have like totally legalized drugs. So like even if you get caught with like heroin or anything, you don't go to jail, but you either get like a fine or you can go to a rehab clinic and actually do it, because the cost of housing people in jail and like throwing people away for crimes that aren't really worth going to jail for and costing the government money, it's actually cheaper to actually try and rehab these people, put them in good programs, help them like save their lives than house them in jail for 5 years for a crime that's not really actually worth going to jail for. So I don't know how we got to that, but what I'm saying is, like, I feel
it's like a changing of the guard. There could be like no longer these drugs being illegal per se to, you know.
It's just that, and there's no right or wrong answer to this, and I hope people don't take every conversation today with a grain of salt. But like, if in Australia they turned around tomorrow and said heroin's legal now, you can take it. I still don't want to take it. Like, it's not for me to, like, it's not going to make me want to go and try it. Like, but, yeah, so I just.
Or they could, like, off thought is, like, say it's, like, steroids for weightlifting. They could actually get to the point where, like, they legalize a substance that's so close to it, but not the actual, like, harmful effect of it. Because they kind of have, like, some gym bro talk, but, like, you can buy testosterone, which is, like, a form of, like, you know, testosterone boosting. Whatever it is, and that's pretty close to being like you sort of probably don't want to take that.
No,
but you can go to the supermarket and buy that.
Like, you're an avid gym goer, right?
You're a natty, aren't you?
I'm a natty.
You're a natty, cool. But I'm not in that world. And Darcy, I'm not sure if you are, but I'm assuming you're not yet.
No, maybe? not yet.
Pretty big.
No, we're healthy.
Is that a thing where like the gym you go to and you work out like most days? Is that actually a thing where people would be like, mate, do you want performance? Do you want some gear? Or like, could you get your hands on steroids if you wanted to?
The recent gym I just joined, I feel like there's some big boys in there that if I was like willing to approach them, they probably could. But based on where you go, like I'm sure you could find a way to get something like that, in all honesty.
And
but
is that super illegal?
Yeah, I think it's still very illegal.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, because all that's like a banned substance.
No, as in still. Like you can't, like, this is really stupid, but you can't buy steroids, obviously, like legally.
No. You would, not that I've done it, but like you would
go through. Like you've looked into it. That's all.
Well, people do though, because people hit like
I've got mates that have done steroids. Like not footy mates or anything like that, just general mates that love like going to the gym and stuff, and they've always really regretted it.
But I think that comes back to like, if you're looking at like a body shape going like, this is what I want to achieve, the only gray area is knowing whether that person or individual you're looking at is either on steroids or not.
Because
sometimes you can, you know, follow someone on social media and think like, this guy's natural, and you actually don't know that they aren't natural. And then you're like, well, that's what you're trying to achieve. It's like whether that's actually achievable naturally versus not.
So then answer this then. Would that, if just say you knew, so like the enhanced game versus Olympics, then if you knew, okay, these guys aren't natural and these guys are, it's like, well, then it actually gives you a clear definition of like where your goals are and what can actually be possible.
Yes. So even now it's like my training, for example, it's like we're doing this marathon. So like my weights are going probably down a little bit because of the running, but also like knowing that the running and endurance helps your lifting too because you fatigue less. Mm. So you're kind of plateauing versus going like, I'm not going to be too stressed in the next 6 months about lifting heavier weights because I know like through the running, that's probably not going to really work because my weight's going to go down. Mm. So you're not going to be moving as much load based on being lighter.
That's
so it's
actually,
kind of just knowing the difference between like what you're trying to achieve.
For sure. I don't know it in that depth, but I've genuinely taken like the last couple of weeks off running because I was a little bit sick to just do leg weights. And I know I joke about it, but I'm like, I need to actually get my leg strength up and my calf strength up because we've still got so much time for the marathon. It's like, I'd rather just be strong
and then start my running than like start running and fucking just break down again. Yeah.
Build a foundation.
Yeah.
But that's what everyone keeps saying. It's like the injuries kind of come from when like your muscles kind of break down first. Or get,
Maybe I should do the enhanced games.
Maybe let's get
in
on
the
it.
Mara.
Let's get on
it's actually
it.
Interesting. Andrew Russell, he came back on. Episode's dropping on Monday.
Episode.
I love that one.
I wish that we could have chatted to him about the enhanced games.
Yeah. Next
I'm excited
time.
For
He'll
this
come
one
back
too.
On.
Yeah.
You boys came out beaming on that one.
No, it was a great episode,
mate,
honestly.
You'll love it. Yeah, you'll love it.
I actually found it really interesting. He spoke about you don't need to do much to maintain your fitness, but
you do a lot to lose.
You can lose it really quickly. Yeah. By just doing nothing.
So no, that was a really good point. There's so much out of it. I actually really want to listen back to that because there's so much that was really good.
Mm.
Really good.
I did, side note, I enjoyed the Petrarca one when he talked about he's going to a stretching coach.
Mm.
And I was like, I need to go to a stretching coach.
Yeah, you hit me up about it.
Yeah, my housemate Muzz was trying to figure out where it was.
Yeah.
Because you mentioned one in Bentley and that's not too far from where we
he
are. So
it was
like,
how
do we go? I was
joking though about the other stretch. Like, I swear to God, when I was in Sydney, there was a stretching coach where you'd like strap yourself into a bed and they'd stretch your legs. It was fucking, it was unbelievable.
Yeah, that does sound a bit different.
No, it sounds like, weird. You're on like a massage bed and then like they'd have these Velcros, like strap in all your whole body so you can't move it, then just stretch one hamstring.
Oh.
And it was just brutal like you were
amazing,
so like in that position.
It kind of just sounds like you're trying to get like taller or something.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I was. We are going to commit to checking our mailbag at dylanfriends.com as well. So please send through some questions or topics or anything you want to hear next week on the minis. Big shout out to you all. Heading to WA. Stay tuned for that. And also next week we'll do a really big roundup of Adelaide and Gather Round and the event there too. So we've got a lot going on in the next sort of few months. Wary that we don't want to blast you with everything, but there is a bit happening that will be as clear and concise as possible.
You know what's next week? Footy and Friends is back.
Oh my God, we haven't even spoken about Footy and Friends.
Jesus
the contract
Christ.
Negotiations between Brett, he's been invoicing like a wild bull.
Oh, it's been brutal.
He's been brutal. He's been invoicing like a wounded bull. And Mick Barlow, he put me on to Stacey Oates, who, big shout out to Stacey Oates. She's the media manager, media director, head of com, whatever. She's the big dog at North, formerly at the Cats, and she's an absolute star. But Mick handballed me over to Stacey and said, can you chat with Stacey about, you know, me and if I'm allowed to come on the show? And had to have a pretty lengthy chat with the Kangaroos and
got the green light.
I sort of said to him, "Mick, you're not Clarko, mate. They don't give a fuck. Okay, it's all good. You're allowed on the show." And hopefully I'll tick a few things off. Got to maybe head down, shake some hands, and chat to some people down at Arden Street.
Love
but
it.
I said, "Mick, if I need another mate, I'll just head down to bloody the EDFL and find another 10 of you down there."
Oh, Mickey boy, we love him.
Some big things for Big Brett coming up as well. We've got some. We've been doing some.
Hear about his off season.
Oh, I'm very keen to hear about his off season. We've had a lot of messages coming through, so please stay tuned for that first episode of Footy and Friends. We've got a lot to answer for. He's been very busy in the, would you say, the influencer space?
Yeah, he has.
He's sort of been dabbling as past players, manager, influencer.
Yeah. Strong brand.
Strong brand that's been happening there for Brettles. So, and mountain bike riding, I'm sure. He's been doing a bit of that as well, hitting the trails hard. Yeah. Anyway, IllyXX fam, and we'll chat to you next week. Thank you.